Chapter 8. The Battle of Athens. In April 1941, I fought in the Battle of Athens with 80 Squadron. On the 17th of April, I went up 3 times. On the 18th of April, I went up 2 times. On the 19th of April, I went up 3 times. On the 20th of April, I went up 4 times. Each time I went up, I had to run across the field to my Hurricane, often 180 meters away, take off, fight with the enemy, reach home, report to the office, and then make sure the plane was ready to take off again. We were always sent up alone. I wanted a friendly plane next to me and 2 more eyes to watch the sky, but we did not have enough planes for that. Sometimes I was over the sea trying to stop the Ju-88s that were attacking our ships. Sometimes I was protecting the army on the ground from German planes. German bombers usually came in groups of 12. 3 times my Hurricane was badly shot, but we had clever men at the base who could fill the holes. In the first 2 days, we lost 3 pilots. So now we had only 12 Hurricanes and 12 pilots. On the 20th of April, somebody behind a desk somewhere decided that all 12 of us pilots should go up together. The people who lived in Athens were very worried about the German and Italian armies. The British wanted to show Athens that we were there to help them. This was my first time flying a Hurricane in a group, so I was very busy trying not to hit the plane next to me. We flew at 2,700 meters and tried to show the people of Athens how noisy, brave, and strong we were. Suddenly, the sky exploded with German planes. More than 200 of them appeared from high above us. Our 12 planes went 12 different ways, and each man was alone. And so the Battle of Athens began. The Germans came from above, they came from behind, and they attacked from in front of us. I threw my Hurricane around as best as I could, and every time I saw a German, I shot at him. I saw planes with black smoke coming from their engines. I saw planes with pieces flying off them. I saw bright red light coming from the guns on the wings of the 109s. Once I saw a Hurricane on fire, and its pilot climbed calmly onto a wing and jumped off. I did a lot of shooting, but I do not know if I hit anything. I did not stay to look. Finally, when I had no more bullets, I left Athens for home. I knew my Hurricane was hit, but I was able to fly it back carefully. When I landed, I just sat in the plane until I was calmer. In that battle, the Germans shot 5 of our 12 Hurricanes. 1 pilot escaped and 4 were killed. So now we had 7 Hurricanes in Greece. I walked over to my tent. David Koch was washing his face in a bowl of water.
"So, you came back," he said, not looking up.
"So did you," I said.
"I can't believe it," he said. "I'm shaking all over. What happens next?"
"Next time, I think we're going to die," I said.
"I think so too," he said. "You can have the bowl in a minute. I've kept some water for you because
I hoped to see you again. But the 20th of April was not finished yet. I was washing myself outside the tent next to David when an exploding noise came over our heads. We heard engines and machine guns. Looking up, we saw a long line of 109s coming straight at us very fast. We threw ourselves onto the grass and waited for the worst. Planes are normally filled with fuel immediately after a battle, so that is the best time to attack them. The Germans knew this. Flying low to hit planes on the ground is normally very dangerous, but the Germans did not know that we only had a single gun to protect us. They played it safe and only passed over us once. Our single gun did actually hit one of them. The German plane came down in a cloud of black smoke and orange fire. It hit the ground, and some of our people ran to get the pilot before the plane exploded. He was taken away in a truck as a prisoner of war. But what happened to our planes? We could see them across the fields, and not one was burning.
The German planes were going so fast, I think they missed all ours, David said.
Normally, a ground attack like this was followed by a second one, so we all went back up in the air. The plan was to attack the German planes from above, but they never came back. But the 20th of April was still not finished. I went up twice more during the afternoon, both times to fight with the Ju-88s that were attacking our ships. By the evening, I was a very tired young man. That night, the adjutant came to see us. The adjutant was the man who gave us our orders from the CO.
In the morning, you must leave this base and fly to a secret place 30 miles away, near a village called Megara, the adjutant told us.
But what will we do when we get there? We asked him.
Just go there, he said.
But why? Someone asked. At the moment, we've got 7 good hurricanes. If we stay in this country, the Germans will destroy them. Why don't we fly them to Egypt? I'm sure they need more hurricanes in the western desert.
Do what you're told to do, the adjutant said. The army is leaving the country by ship while it still can. Your job is to protect the army and the ships.
With 7 planes, a young pilot said. It's stupid.
It's not my idea. I'm only telling you the orders, said the adjutant.
He was a good man, but he knew as little as we did.
The Germans will destroy this place tomorrow, he continued. All of us are leaving tonight. When you wake up, the place will be empty. Leave as soon as there is enough light to fly.
Where are you going? Somebody asked him. The same place as us?
No, he answered. Only the pilots will go to Megara. The rest of us are going to a different place.
Then why don't we go there too? Someone asked.
I don't know, the adjutant shouted.
Where's the CO? Somebody asked.
That's enough, the adjutant shouted. Go to bed!
Washing on our base at Alefsis. The German 109 plane that we shot down.